Good morning. I'd like to extend a warm welcome to our visitors and invite you back at every opportunity that you have. We meet here Sunday mornings at 9:30. We have a worship portion of our assembly. Then we have a class, and now we have a serving portion. And again, we'll be here tonight at 5:30 for another lesson. And then Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock, we are studying Christian characteristics. So I'll invite you back at every opportunity that you have. This morning, we're going to look at two sides of the cross. Christ was for us. He died on the cross for you and I, so that we may have the opportunity of eternal life. We also are with Christ. Like I said, Christ died for us. He was crucified for you and I. He was buried according to Scripture. And he was resurrected for us. That is phenomenal. That's God's gift. His son, his only son, as a sacrifice on the cross for our salvation. So we died with Christ. When we're buried with him in baptism, we take off our old self and we put on something new. That is a new life. That is a life we have when we're in Christ Jesus. We also are crucified with Christ. We put away our sinful life. That was nailed to the cross by Jesus. We're buried with him. And also, we're resurrected for him. In our new life we have in Christ, we have the opportunity to be with God in heaven. That is phenomenal. That is something that each one of us are looking forward to. So Jesus saved us from our sins, so that we may have the opportunity for salvation. Christ is for us. And we're with Christ. We're on the other side of that cross. As I said, he died for us. Paul shares with us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his love toward us. And while we were sinners, yet while we yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's God's love for us. He gave his son for us so that we may have the opportunity of eternal life. And we died in Christ. Paul shares with us in Romans chapter 6, verse 8. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. So, baptism into Christ Jesus, when we emerge from baptism, we live with God. That is phenomenal. That is something that each and every one of us is looking forward to. So Jesus saved us from our sins, and he died for us. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 10, Paul shares with the saints of Thessalonica, who died for us so that Whether we are awake or asleep, we live together with him. The saints at Thessalonica had a little issue with that many of their friends and other Christians died. And Paul says, whether you're awake or asleep, we will live together with Christ Jesus. Those who are faithful, those who do God's will, those who are obedient, those who share their lives with others. And as we who died to Christ, Paul writes in Colossians chapter 2, verse 20, if you have died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, why, as if you were living in the world, do you submit yourselves to the creeds? Again, when you become a Christian, put your old self off and make sure you're living in Christ and not falling back into the world, not allowing Satan to influence you and throw you back into a sinful condition. Again, Christ died for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, we read, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. God had a plan before the beginning of time as we know it. And that is to have a perfect sacrifice on the cross so that the sins of men and women, can be redeemed. And that is through the blood of Jesus. And we died in Christ. 2 Timothy, hold on a second here. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. It is a trustworthy statement. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. That's profound. When we are baptized, we take our old self off and we emerge a new creature and we live in Christ Jesus. And that's not just Sunday morning when we meet together. That's 24/7 of our lives. So that others in the world may see what Christ is all about. Christ was crucified for you and I. He was crucified for all mankind. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Gentiles foolishness. Again, back in the day, people didn't believe. People wanted to walk by their own set of standards. People wanted to put themselves first. And Paul was saying, his job was to preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And that's our job today, to share that message with people in the world. And we as also was crucified with Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and also we have. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Again, Jesus did God's will by dying on the cross. A death that was horrible. A death that no man should have undergone. A death that God undergone for you and I. And we who have faith in the Son of God, we also live for him because he loved us. He allowed, God allowed his Son to be crucified on the cross so that you and I and people in the world may have the opportunity for salvation. It's not a guarantee. It's something that you and I have to work at. It's something that you and I have to live a righteous life. It's something that you and I have to stand up for Jesus at all times. Not when it's convenient. Not when we're among only Christians, but 24/7 of all lives. Again, Christ was crucified for you and I. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, we read, "For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." Here is Paul sharing with the saints of Corinth that Jesus Christ and only him who was crucified for the sins of the world, for your sins, for my sin. And we all sin. Paul says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." We do sin. But yet we have Jesus as our intermediate between us and God, so that we can approach God through Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness. And God's willing to forgive. Something that we have to learn when we forgive others. Something that we have to remind ourselves that Jesus was given for you and I so that we can have eternal life. And it's God's gift of grace and mercy for our salvation. And we are crucified with Christ. The old man is taken off, and we emerge a new creature in baptism. Paul says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 6, "Knowing this, that our old self is crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin." Again, sin, Satan will use any means possible to bring us away from God. And it's up to you and I to resist that. It's up to you and I to live a godly life. Live a life that the way Jesus lived when he was here on earth. I know it's difficult at times. I know we have a lot of external things that are hitting us, but try to filter all that out of your lives and put God first. Put God as your priority in your life. And everything will turn out good. Again, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, "You foolish Galatians," Paul writes to them, "who has bewitched you before the eyes of Jesus Christ was publicly betrayed as crucified?" Again, we weren't there when Jesus was crucified. But we have the record, the holy record, to see what happened. And with our faith, with our trust in God, with our belief that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, we have that. And we are very fortunate. Our flesh in Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Now those who belong to Christ, Jesus, have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Put away sin. That's what God wants us to do. We make mistakes. We all sin. We all have sin. But yet we as Christians have the opportunity to correct that by asking God for his forgiveness, by repenting, by turning away from our sins. And he is there to do that for you and I. That is so powerful. In the world, Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, but it may never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Paul puts his faith in Christ Jesus. Do you? Or do you allow the world come in, or Satan to influence you, pull you away? Do you allow things of the world to get in before you put God first? Always put God first as a priority. Before your family, before yourself, before your jobs. Put God first. We're here for a short time on this earth. What's going to happen if you miss out on eternity? Something to think about. If you allow the influences of the world, if you allow the cares of society, the troubles of conflicts throughout the world to influence you, you're not allowing God as your priority. Put God first, and he'll take care of everything. It's amazing to me, my life. I put on Christ Jesus, and I live to him. And I could go back through my life. I've been in many places. I've also been in a lot of trouble, too. However, when I put on Christ and I follow God's lead, everything turns out great. I remember I was at this one place, a very beautiful river I was overlooking. And I took time to observe it, to look at nature and stuff. And I was there for maybe 20, 30 minutes, and then I took off. The next day, I got a call from one of my employees and said, you know that point that everybody stops at and looks at this river? It's called the Sand Pool. Well, it fell into the river. The whole mountain came down. So I was fortunate. But yeah, I put God first. I observed his beauty, and I was fortunate to see that. And also, he took care of me, and I believe that. And that's something in each and every one's life. We should put our trust in loyalty to God at all costs. Christ for us, he was buried according to Scripture. Paul writes to the saints of Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4, and that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scripture. Man didn't make this up. the Holy Spirit had inspired men like Paul to write about Christ Jesus. And it specifically says he was raised up on the third day. And we're buried with him. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. Again, Paul shares with us in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Again, it's by God's grace and mercy. He allowed his son to die on the cross so that you and I could have salvation, or the opportunity for salvation, because we have to be faithful. It doesn't guarantee our salvation. It gives us the opportunity to prove ourselves as faithful Christians. Christ was resurrected for you and I. He saved us from our sins. The Hebrew writer in chapter 5 and verse 5, so also Christ did not glorify himself so as to become a high priest, but he who said to him, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Again, Jesus didn't take the glory. He gave the glory to God. And we're resurrected with him. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 5, Paul writes, for if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be the likeness of his resurrection. Again, when we look at the cross, we see that Jesus was resurrected for you and I. Paul writes in Romans chapter 4, verse 24 and 25, but for our sake also, to whom it will be credited, as those who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he who was delivered over because of our transgression and was raised because of our justification. Again, Jesus' death on the cross was for our sins, for your sins and for mine. And by his death on the cross, it paid the price that God wanted for sins. A sacrifice, a perfect sacrifice for our sins. And that will justify you and us today by giving us the opportunity for salvation. In Romans 6 and verse 8, now we who died in Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. God has given you and I the opportunity for eternal life. It's up to you and I to take that. Again, in Acts chapter 3, verse 46, we read, for you first, God raised up his servant and sent him to bless you by turning every one of you from your wicked ways. Again, we have Jesus' life in the gospel records. We can examine that and see how he lived. And he interfaced with many, many people. Sinners, those who were stealing, those who were trying to make a profit, but yet he showed them the way, as he's showing you and us today and we were resurrected by him, with him. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, Paul writes, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells with you. And we receive God's helper, the Holy Spirit, when we emerge a new creature from the watery grave of baptism. Again, Paul writes to the saints at Corinth in chapter 15, verses 21 and 22, for since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, so also in Christ all will remain alive. Again, Paul uses an analogy between Adam, who died because of sin, separated from God by his transaction. But Christ Jesus, with his death on the cross, made each and every one of us alive. We're resurrected by with him in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. Paul writes to the saints at Corinth, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present you with and will present us with you. Again, by being in Christ, you have this blessing of God. You have Jesus on your side. Make sure you present to the world, Jesus the Christ, to the best of your ability. So we see that Christ died for us on the cross of Calvary so that we may have the opportunity for salvation. He was crucified for you and I. He was buried according to Scripture. And he was resurrected for us. And we who are in Christ have that opportunity because our sins have forgiven through Jesus Christ. We died with him when we entered the watery grave of baptism. We are crucified with Christ. We put off the old self. And we emerge a new creature in baptism. And we're buried with him, and also we are resurrected with him. If you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian and you want to be part of God's family, we offer you that invitation this morning to confess Jesus as the Son of God. Repent from your sins. Enter the watery grave of baptism and emerge a new creature. One who lives for Jesus. And if you're a child of God who is erring, and you'd like to get that corrected, we're here to pray with you. We're here to help you make way. So please come forward.